Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. This is the first recording of Season 2. I think the tagline for it is going to be Super School or Cape School. Haven't decided yet. With me, I have Art. Art, why don't you, say hey.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Long time no talk to.
No kidding. Hey, and so what character are you going to be introducing?
My character is, cape name is going to be Chimera.
And nothing specific about his social stuff, but you can give stats and things now if you
want to. Okay, well, he is going to be a lunar sorcerer.
Okay.
With the plant and charmer
power sets.
Power sets.
Which is primary?
The charmer is the primary.
Okay. And that matters because in this season, the power sets are going to be structured a little bit differently. No longer are they going to be, they get all the upgrades at once, so they just get a huge spike every level. Now characters are limited to two power sets, and they're going to upgrade at staggered points. And so at first level, they would only have one power set. At third level, they'd have the option to pick a second one. Every one of the characters opted to do so, and then they'll stagger forward. So just like you would normally get rank 2 at fifth level, if it's your secondary, you'll get it at 8th. And so on and so forth. And which means that to get your second power set to 4th level, you would need to go to 20th level. Alright. So, beyond that, there's not a ton of huge changes. Oh, if they did not take the second power set, they were going to get additional stat points instead. Whenever they would get a rank up.
And I believe we'll have how we rolled our stats posted.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole matrix thing.
We have a grid method of doing stat generation, and we'll post what those sheets look like, and we'll describe how we do it. It's a grid of 36 rolls, and then you can pick either a row, a column, or a diagonal, or you can do what we call the Sudoku method, where you can one from each row, one from each column. You know, feel like a Sudoku, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Art, you went with Sudoku method, if I remember correctly. All right, so continue on. Mechanically, I think you're a lunar sorcerer, you said?
Yep.
What race did you pick?
I picked the alternate, the
human?
Yeah.
Did you really?
No, well, no, the
same custom one. Lineage?
Custom lineage.
That's okay, plus, so plus 2 to a stat and a feat.
Yes.
So what feat did you take?
I took the enhanced
metamagic adept. Okay. And what did you take as your free bonus feat at first level?
Oh, I didn't even think about that one. I didn't.
So maybe you earned a custom lineage. maybe you're something else. Because that's why you would take it, right? So
yeah.
Maybe you want to be a half elf or something for the extra skills, or
yeah, I'll have
that's
to take
that. That's what I always end up as. I build more half elves than anything else because of that. Because of the skills. Or like a tabaxi or something, but that's for weirder reasons. But
you can think on that. I'll think on that.
Yeah, let's assume that you have one extra skill just for the purpose of this today. And so that's the mechanical stuff, and we're actually going to do a little segment of Dylan.
No.
What's his character's name?
Chris. Christopher.
Of Chris's first time coming to Riverside City. And we're going to roll into it, so we'll give a little bit of a gap here for maybe some music, probably not, and then we can start with that. And yes, the other two players are here.
I can't stop.
But
I can't help myself. So, I'm sorry, everyone.
So there will be color. Okay. So, and you may expect color commentary, and that's totally all right. So, Chris, you have been on a plane for 6+ hours. I know this because I've done this flight back, and it's fast the one way and slow to the other.
The other way. Yep.
So, you, where are you from?
I am from Bend. Portland, or Bend, Oregon, I'm sorry. It's about 180 miles outside of Portland.
That's not close to Portland.
No.
You're from the boonies.
I'm from the boonies.
Okay. So you're coming to, the third biggest city in the country.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big move.
Oh, God, yeah, it's a huge move.
And how is he dealing with it? Is he excited? Is he worried?
He's ecstatic.
All right. And because he's a real people person.
He's a people person.
As you can tell from the fact that he's a sorcerer. And he has the charmer power set. So, can you give me a physical description of Chris?
He's about 6'10", 160 pounds.
Wait, 6'10"?
5'10".
Oh my god, he's a lion!
Is he a beanpole? Damn! Okay.
No. So, slightly overweight, but not huge.
Yeah. A little bit of bulk on him.
Yeah.
Okay. good con score.
Yeah. Brown hair, brown eyes, you know, pretty indescript, you know.
Nondescript?
Nondescript.
Okay. For what he is, that's very surprising.
Well, he's very charming, but, you know, he doesn't stand out.
I get it. So he's got more, rather than the physical charisma, he's got the verbal and...
Yeah.
He's got a high personality, maybe not as great looking.
Correct.
Okay. The other aspect, and not the one people don't usually think about.
Yep.
Force of personality.
Yep. With the plant power set, he always seems to have a floral scent.
Aroma? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you are getting off the plane, and you were told that you're going to be looking for a sign that says Cape School.
Okay.
Or Super School. Okay, let's make a table decision really quick. I think Cape School, right?
Because Super could go either
way. Well, it's to teach them how to use their powers so they don't kill themselves, basically. So there is a non-hero track. There is a non-Cape track.
So would you want to call it then Power School? Because Cape would be like, we want you to be good people.
I figured if it's a city-run organization.
It's not, though.
Okay, then is it FSA funded, or how is it funded?
It is funded via a bunch of essentially very powerful people who wanted... It's attached to RSCU, kind of. So basically it's run by Amara, realistically.
And would Amara really want...
She would teach anyone to use their powers so they don't hurt themselves.
But would she teach them to harm others?
No, if you have overtly bad things, they'll send you home. But I don't
That's think... why I was leaning away from Super... More towards cape-oriented.
But there is a non-cape track. Chris, you've been told to look for a sign that says Super School on it. Though you know everyone calls it Cape School. Cool. But it'll say Super School on it, and when you graduate, you have a diploma from Super School. Which, strangely enough, to people used to the American system of schooling, takes place from like your junior year of high school through your sophomore year of college. And you will graduate with effectively a bachelor's degree, if you go all the way through all 4 years, which I assume you intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something dramatically changes.
Yes.
Like he gets bored of the character. There's a little more flexibility in this season for that kind of thing. So, your ums look different than mine. Seriously. So you get off the plane, and you're heading down the causeway, which I believe is what it's called,
mm-hmm.
toward the normal part of the airport, where the security terminal, you go through, you pick up your bag, and you pick up, and what did you pack? Are you a heavy packer or a light packer? Because you are moving. Or did you ship it?
No, I packed a framed backpack, because I used to hike and do all the stuff.
So you brought it with you.
You might
not even have a bag.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a checked bag?
Yeah, it would be the framed backpack.
Okay, so, yeah, okay.
That would be my suitcase. That is how I go.
So it's like a full hiker's backpack. That's like an 80-pound backpack.
Yes.
And what was your carry-on? Like a satchel or something like that? Like a drawstring bag or something like that?
Yeah.
Or a messenger bag?
Messenger bag.
And, I mean, you didn't really have to worry about carrying a laptop or anything like that, because you're with the AR rings and things like that. You don't really worry about screens like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, how do his AR jewelry take form? Are they rings? Are they earrings? Are they bracelets? It's like, how do they interact with the AR world?
It's more of a watch. Bracelet, watch.
Yeah, because they got to be on both hands. So, so it's a pair of bands?
Pair of bands.
One is a watch face on it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I like it, because I'm trying to flavor the world a little bit more. And that not everyone has the ubiquitous rings.
Mm-hmm.
But most people do, because they're the cheapest form. But the bands, you get a little bit better connection, but they don't hold a charge as well because they're so much bigger, or they do and they just take longer to charge. I don't know. I haven't decided if there's a downside or not. Honestly, they're so low energy as far as I'm concerned that it's irrelevant.
I guess the way I would look at it is rings will have a smaller charge because of the size, versus a band, which it could be.
But it would take longer to charge.
It would take longer to charge.
Makes sense to me.
Or bands could also be less accurate.
Because they're not, for me, you're not a coder, so you're not worried about that. You're more, how do I get on Facebook with this? Or Superspace.
Yep.
Which I think is my amalgamation of all the social medias is Superspace. So, you come down, and your backpack, it rolls in, and it is, you see dents. Like, it obviously was not well treated, But you're like, I fixed worse than that before. You see, like, there's, like, the duct tape for when it actually got cut one time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a well-loved backpack. Yep. And you think back to the time with your one friend you went hiking with all the time. And, like, you remember where the one rip came from.
Everything has its, you know, memories and...
Exactly. So you look around at the end of the terminal where people are coming in and out, and you do see a giant physical, like, on a piece of white cardboard, Chris...
Hollerin?
Is there a reference that I'm missing?
No.
Or just, you needed a name.
I needed a name.
So Chris Hollerin, it says Chris Hollerin, and then underneath it says Super School. And it is a... roll me a super's knowledge check, which, by the way, is a tool in this. It's no longer attached to history. It's a tool. Because you can replace a tool proficiency with it. It's a tool proficiency. And it'd be plus int. Like, damn it, I gotta pull up my characters. Son of a bitch.
I think I remember, but...
You think you're proficient?
Oh, I'm not proficient. I know that.
No, there is not. You can learn skills as you go. 250 days.
So I got an 18.
Nice. With an 18, you've heard of this person. They were... the adopted son of Femme Fatale and Gentleman, Kiloton.
I have a name.
He's a large metal man. As far as anyone's concerned, he is made of metal. And he's holding on, he's 7 foot tall, huge rippling metallic muscles. And but he's also wearing a blazer and nice pants. And he's holding up a sign and looking decidedly uncomfortable. But he is standing there holding up a sign like a chauffeur.
Okay.
Or like a cabbie.
I'll do the direct line to him.
He looks over and he says, "Is your name Chris?"
"Yes. Yes."
"Excellent. I'm going to be taking you with me to drop-off point."
"Okay. Sounds great."
"You are my last pickup for the day."
"Cool."
"So you'll be alone in the car today. I'm sorry you will not have anyone else to talk to. If you have questions about Riverside City, I've lived here my entire life." Well, the parts that matter.
"Okay."
And you, because with that role that well, you'll know that he was adopted at, like, age 10 when his powers showed up, and he was, like, ostracized from his town. Despite the fact that he was helpful, he was ostracized, because no one else had powers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from a rural Russian village. So, he leads you outside to a very nice Alano estate car. I wouldn't say it was Richie Rich, but you know there's money behind this. And he holds the door for you, and he says, "Please get in, young sir."
"Okay, I'll get in."
"Please get in, young." And he leads you in. You get inside. There's a beverage bar in the middle for refreshments. It looks like it was added on. It wasn't probably natural to it, but there, you know, obviously they want you to feel welcome. And he gets into he walks around and the car sags until the air shocks pump it back up quickly, and he pulls away. And he says, "Is this your first time in Riverside City?"
"Yes. Yes, it is."
"Excellent. I remember my first time. So, is there anything you'd like to... would you like me to point out monuments as we go?"
"Yes, I have. I've kind of looked at the map, but that's about it."
"Would you like to take the scenic route?"
"Yes. Please.
Your plane came in a half hour early, so we have plenty of time if you'd like to go on a little tour."
"Sure. Yes, that would be great."
"Excellent." And instead of turning left to go down the road into the crater, he actually goes right and goes around so you can ride the rim, so you can see what's inside. Okay. And he says, "To our left, as everything will be, this is what they call the Suck. It is affectionately called such. They tried to change the name and were told this is not necessary, as this is what they call home." And as we drive, I will point out. He says, "You can see by the river. There's the Atlas statue.
Mm-hmm.
This is after the day of blue, the night of black flame, in which Atlas single-handedly held off the flames to save thousands of people before dying tragically." And you see, like, a tear, actual tear rolls down his face because he's probably heard stories of people who were saved. And you know people well enough. You read them like a book. You're like, ding, I figured it out. Okay. And he's driving, and you figure out you're probably going to do a full circuit. The timing-wise, he's going the right speed. You're smart enough to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to cross the river, which there's actually a bridge across. There's a bridge that goes across, and you see there's the huge arch. He says this arch was inspired by what was going to be built in St. Louis before the Ides of March tragedy. It's significantly larger, but we obviously will not be taking it in the vehicle. But you can look above and see it's a massive, mile-high arch. It's huge. There is, from brochures, there is a way to go up in it. It's really rare, and it's expensive. But it is really cool. Anyone who grows up in Riverside City gets one free. Like, you get to take it once because it's part of the school system.
Okay.
And it's part of the estate they said everyone in Riverside City should get to do it once. So you actually will get one free trip because you're going to live here long enough. You can pick when that is. We basically say if you live here at least a year, you get a shot. You to go up. And they recommend you take video of it, and people actually sell those videos. And they're worth good money because things change in Riverside City, and it's the best view you can get. You go across, and he says, down to your left again, as I said, everything will be on the left again. There is the, what they call the Gold Coast. That is where former capes, or retired capes, go to live. To own property there, you must be a licensed cape. And you must have had at least 5 years of active service contiguously. You cannot do a year, a year, a year. This is bullshit. It must be 5 years in a row, and even then, you're entered into a lottery to be able to buy land. It's very expensive. Famous people such as my parents, Femme Fatale and Gentleman, own property there. El Combustion, you might know, of Midwestern fame. You've probably heard, you've seen the commercials, probably.
Yes.
For Reconstruction. I've heard they're nationwide now.
Yes.
Good to hear. Good local boy. Beyond that, a bunch of other capes you may or may not know the names of, but I won't bother you with those. After that, there's we're going to be passing by Midtown, which is the more residential area of town. If you live here long enough and you don't like to live in the high rises, you will probably find living space here. Or if you don't like living in big buildings. Also, there's a forest, which we'll see as we go around, that spontaneously erupted alongside the crater, and actually leads out of it. We're going to drive through a bit of it, so you'll get to see. And these trees are only 50 years old, and they're hundreds of feet tall.
I bet they have great stories.
Quite possibly. If that's the thing you... Hold on, and he pulls up an arrow, and he says, ah, plant powers. You're going to like it here. I've been told that there are some... The Woodsman actually does a tour at least once a month. If you would like to try and get the Woodsman. Woodsman helped cultivate this after it naturally sprang up. And you drive around, and he says, I'm remembering, this is still Midtown. He says, to the left, you will see a combo. You wouldn't see it, it's too far away. You won't see that. To your left, you will see, this is, if we're looking at a clock, you're at like a, if you started at... a 2, you're now at, which is where the airport is, now you're at a 9, because we're going counterclockwise, you'll see, to your left again, you will see what was formerly the care hospital. It is under new management as an Elano medical facility due to the fallout of Mr. Sanguin, a.k.a. Dracula, and his crimes against humanity. Oh, I know that you're from Portland, yes?
Outside of Portland. Well, way outside of Portland, but yes.
Do you remember the power centers?
Mm-hmm.
And how they suddenly stopped working? I believe some of them were only shut down about a year ago, though. Some of them made it much longer, mostly in rural areas. Mm-hmm. How long was the one out by you open?
It actually just closed not too long ago, so.
Yes. All of those have been converted in the city, at least, as power training centers. And they are, but they are run by the city directly. And I don't know what they did with the one in your town, though. I heard that people were turning them into gyms.
Probably.
As I said. But that's where the hospital is. Also where it's the stacks where most people end up living, I believe. If I can remember.
Yeah.
Lots of young professionals and college students who don't want to live on campus. It's a little far from RSCU, but... it's worth it to be able to have your own space. Following that, we're going to be passing by New Cahokia. Do you have any Native American blood in you?
No.
You won't be able to live there. You can visit, but you cannot stay. This is a region of the city that we don't, that isn't necessarily talked about as much, but it is a Native American reserve. That only if to own property there, you must have at least one quarter Native American descent. And if you marry into one, you can't, you can live there, but it must be married at least a year. It's very much so protected. After that, we have what is known as Hope Town. It is the up-and-coming area. It is not necessarily developed as much. It is currently being built up as a bunch of high-rises. And with nice parks, they're looking to make it the new Olympus. We already have Olympus, but we're looking... Yes. Just before the river, down where would be the 6.5 on the map, is what they call Hope Town. It is a series of vertical farms that produce all the food anyone in Riverside City would need, in addition to providing food for the majority of the Midwest that isn't corn and wheat and things that are normally grown here. Lots of fruits. They actually, there is still a problem with not being able to grow corn due to a now legal dispute after Shinsoku actually fixed the wagon of the eco-terrorist group. But there's still now a legal dispute about growing corn, again, with the FFA, actually, Future Farmers of America, as well as the 4-H groups in the area, claiming that it would be anti-competitive and all that. But like I said, if you'd like, growing up outside Portland, you would be used to good fruit and good produce. You can get it here. Make sure you look for the Hope Town seal. It's all very well moderated and curated for the particular diversity. You won't find a perfect apple, but you will find a delicious apple. After that, you have the Foundry. After the river, again, Long Bridge. Sorry, it's big river goes to the middle of town. We will find the springs. It's a nature park. The only non-nature adjacent thing here is Thunder Park, which has been renovated about 3 years ago. It's an all-wood amusement park themed after thunder. That's about it. If you look at amusement parks, you'll like it. If you don't, you won't. After that is the Foundry. This is the only industrial sector you will find in Riverside City. It is, however, zero emissions due to city bylaws. No carbon emission producing vehicles are allowed in Riverside City, and all businesses must be carbon neutral or better. After that, as you can see from this angle, we are coming up on where we will probably be finishing, but I will point out another thing along the way. Next is the area around New Athens, which is where you will see the massive building they call the Alano Arcology. Alano is a great friend of my parents, and his family always have been. They created the Alano Arcology, which is 3 miles across. It's enormous and 100 stories high, and the base ring, in addition to another 100 stories of towers. That is where the majority of people live in Riverside City. You see, I think very big apartment building you could live your entire life inside. Probably not your speed if you like plants.
No.
They have lots of plants, but there's parks and things, but it's not outside. And then past, we're going to turn here, but if you look past, that's the shopping district New Milan. It's fashion designers from around the world settled here, and it is the cutting edge. The bleeding edge, you might say, of fashion. And you notice that you're being led down in toward the Eleanor Arcology.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird, considering you were told it was linked to RSCA. And you're led down to you think you're going to the Arcology, and then you're led to a building that is off to the left of it. It's only probably... Actually, you're actually led all the way down to the lake, where you see a building that you know you've seen on the news. Roll me a history check. You think that might... It looks familiar, like you thought like a Cape Team rant lived in it, though. But you're not sure. And then Kiloton says, oh, this was formerly the operating location of the local branch of Cape Crusaders. After the events of Mr. Sanguine's treachery, it was discovered that the Cape Crusaders had been working with him for years, and their organization was dismantled systematically by the Vanguard.
Mr. Sanguine.
Since then, RSCA and RSCU have purchased the building, and it is where we do larger events and things.
It is very future.
As a member of the class, you will be spending at least a little bit of time here. Well, especially today, where you'll be staying in a small one of the apartments. And he leads you, you know, the car goes down in an underground garage, underground tunnel into a garage. He parks it, he comes out, he gets out quickly and tries to get to the door before, or do you get the door?
Oh, I'm going to get out.
Okay. Yeah. You're stretching your legs and you're like, there is no plants here, what the hell? Because it's an underground garage.
Right.
Obviously built to withstand something big coming in. And he says, all right, please follow me, sir, and we will, who would you like me to call you?
Chris. Chris, sure, is good.
Not sir. Okay. No,
Chris is fine.
He's overly polite. Except when he's talking bad about like cowls. Then he's not polite at all.
I still can't get over Mr. Sandling.
He says, thank you, Chris. Come with me. And he leads you to an elevator that takes you actually up and over. It's a translocator, not an elevator. Mm. Yes. And he leads you into what looks like it was probably really well appointed at one
time. At one time.
Yeah. But now it's like the shine's kind of taken off of it. A lot of the... You see, like, what looks like it might have been gilded at one point with gold. But it's the I don't want to say whitewashed, but it's been...
Faded.
Not faded, but so much as it's been turned from...
Reconditioned.
Yes. It's been... It went from an excessive show of wealth to... This is a school and building. We use the gold to fund other shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can tell. It's been done well, but you've seen things like this before where things were, like, gentrified as your town was starting to have happen. Things were, you know, but the reverse of it. Going from junky to nice. Mm-hmm. This is nice to, not junky, but utilitarian.
Utilitarian, yeah.
So you're led to an apartment and... Skeleton opens the door with a badge with a card that he then hands to you. He says, "This card will get you into your door as well as down the hall to the mess, which you'll be gathering in the morning."
Okay,
bracelet because he'll
tap the card to your he'll tap a card to your bracelet, which will then accept the digital key. Good call, Rob. So he says, "Please make yourself at home. I know it's." A little late. It's probably like 7 or 8. It's only 8:30 or so. Oh, no, you... No. He says, actually, come for dinner. Dinner is at 7. It is now 6:30. You might want to freshen up and then come join us for dinner. You will not meet any of your fellow students today, as per policy. But don't worry about that. Come, and you'll probably have dinner with me.
Okay.
And so that is your introduction to Riverside City. You come in, you have a nice... You know, there's a... It's a suite, because it was... built as a suite, but they probably cut it in half, but even still, it's still opulent. You've got, you know, a sitting room, a bedroom, and a full bath, a massive bathroom all to yourself. Is there anything he does different, particularly get ready?
No.
He just drops his stuff off. You know that, you'll be going to the main school in the next couple of days, so you probably wouldn't unpack fully. No. And then, you know, dinner, 7 o'clock rolls around, and you go.
I'll
and
just
you,
head down yes. the hall. And...
Yep. Yeah, you tap in, and you... The Kiloton helps you, you know, you go over, get food with him. Your options, any dietary restrictions?
No.
You have your pick of a dozen different things. You know, order, and they have chefs who take care of it. And it's all good quality, but not like Michelin star. It's above
regular university grade.
Yes. Think like downtown Portland restaurants. But not downtown New York restaurants. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, a foodie would be like, I don't know. But everyone else is like, this is pretty good. you have dinner with Kiloton. Do you have any questions for him?
From here, where's the nearest green area?
Well, there's a massive park outside. We drove through it.
Okay. Right?
There's a massive park, and you're able to go out in the morning, and you can... Okay. Says, I understand. if there's a lot of concrete, but they did their best to maintain green areas in the city for people who this view the it's been scientifically proven that the sight of greenery lowers cholesterol and stress levels and increases productivity.
Okay, makes sense. So
do you have family? Do your family back home?
Yes, I have my father.
is. Your father, is he excited for you to be here, or was he for and against it?
He was a little bit against it. There were several things with care that was not the most pleasant thing in my life.
Care?
Yes. How long ago did all of this happen?
In world?
In world.
This is 4 years, three years in the future.
Yeah.
3 years. So it is 2029.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. So yeah. No, care had a massive thing in my history.
Okay. Is it anything you want to talk about or not?
Well, I still kind of blame them for the loss of my mom, but.
I understand. I have not experienced, but I understand the feeling.
Yeah.
My mother was kidnapped many times. She was. But then she'd always talk her way out of it, but she was kidnapped a lot. She just kind of walked her way out of it most of the time.
She was once kidnapped. I know how that feels.
Well, she has the power of suggestion. So as soon as someone lets her powers loose, she's gone.
Yeah.
Like, all it takes is one guard who's not totally on their game, and she slaps them with a whammy, and she walks free.
Yeah.
But she gets kidnapped. She got kidnapped a lot until about 10 years ago, when she was not an active cape anymore. It's 20 years ago when she stopped being an active cape. But she got kidnapped a lot.
No, I'm just, you know, city's a little bit more intimidating than I thought it was going to be.
Lots of buildings.
Lots of people.
You haven't even seen many. Oh, my boy. It's like when I came to city. I'm going to do for you what my mother did for me.
Okay.
What? I'm going to take you shopping tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
Because his mom believes in exposure therapy. And anything his mom did is good to him.
Yeah,
so,
if I remember right, I was when Bend, Oregon had like 1,800 population.
Yeah, it's tiny. It'll be a little bit. Actually, now it'll be a lot smaller. Like, it's probably down to 500 people because of the monsters. But
yeah,
that'll come up later. So, but that is what you're going to get. And Billy, the shopping experience, roll charisma save. You're really good at that. I know.
Yeah.
But.
13.
You plus what, 8?
I think so.
Yeah. You're proficient.
You're plus 6 and proficiency.
So with a 21, if my math is right, yeah, you handle it with aplomb. It's not, it's nothing, it's a lot of people, but but you understand that you're a person, and humans are pack animals, and that's not crazy. It's just different.
Yeah, it's just different. Like I said,
is okay.
It's something to get used to, but it's not that I'm against it.
Yeah, and he says, and after the trip, he says, I almost did it for him. I almost did it for me. After the trip, he says, tomorrow you'll meet some of your classmates. We'll be introducing them in small batches so that you're not necessarily overwhelmed.
Okay.
Particularly, they will be introducing you to people who are potential teammates. The teams are split up into groups of three. And, yes, you'll need to...
Oh, there's a lot more people there than I thought. It was 100,000.
Oh, shit, that's huge! That's, like, bigger than Marengo.
Yeah.
That's, like, a real town. That's like, a small town. That's like a small city. A large town, small city. Okay. Probably more like 10,000 left, unless it's big enough to have walls. They could put up some kind of defenses. Or if it's naturally defensible, I don't know what it looks like.
Like my hometown size?
Yeah. So, that's it for your intro.
Okay.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah.
And to the rest of you guys listening, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, everybody.